Well, Mr. and Mrs. Ace got back all the money they lost and are returning from Arizona to the bungalow they had to give up. Jane knows nothing of this, Mr. Ace having written Marge and Neil to buy back the home and furnishes as it was before as a surprise for Jane. This episode takes place in alternating scenes between the train on which the Aces are returning and then to the bungalow. But first to a compartment on the train where we find Mr. Ace alone. The door opens and in comes Jane. Listen.
Jane, where have you been?
Howdy, partner.
All right, you can stop that Western talk now. We're only an hour or so from home. Where have you been wandering around on this train for the past couple of hours?
Oh, up the R-ways.
Up the R-ways. Is up the club car?
The conversation car. I've been playing bridge.
Bridge? Who did you find?
Well, there were three men sitting there, and one of them asked me if I played bridge.
Oh, and you said there were arguments on both sides.
We didn't argue once. It was the nicest game.
Yeah, how did you make out? How much
Just
did...
now, we had the most exciting hand. I did no
yeah,
clubs,
how much
and
did...
my partner kept bidding clubs. So when he said seven clubs, I had to say seven no clubs.
Yeah,
clubs.
How much did you...
Well, that stopped him, because he couldn't say eight clubs, could he?
No, but how
well,
much...
Well, you never saw such an exciting hand. I wish you'd have been there. You'd have thought the other side was playing the hand instead of me, the way they kept taking in all the tricks. Well, finally, I took a trick in. Well, our opponent still can't figure it out.
How can't figure what out?
How much it is when you get set 12 doubled.
Set 12?
I left them there still figuring it out. I told them I had to get off pretty soon, so I just paid them what I had in my bag and left. $3.50 I had.
$3.50? That's all the money you had?
That's all. All I've got left is this lucky penny, see?
Oh, you had a lucky penny with you, too.
Yes, you know this lucky penny.
Oh, how do you do, lucky penny? Well, it's lucky you had your lucky penny with you. I mean, I'd hate to think what would have happened if you didn't...
Oh, I did hope I'd win a little money, because we can sure use it. But that's the way it is. When you try to win because you need it, 9 times 10 you lose.
That's 9 times 10 you do.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. There's no use crying over spoiled milk.
I'm not crying.
I know, but you look so worried all the time.
Well, the situation is pretty gloomy, isn't it? I mean, with no job and no money, nothing. Don't you feel a little depressed?
Well, maybe a little, but I always say a wife should take the bitter with the better. When things are better...
Yes, I know, Jane. It's easy to say, but...
Well, I really feel that way. The person who can smile when things are worthwhile, that's the way to be.
What's the way to be?
Like I said, smile. Look at me. I'm smiling, see?
Yes, that's pretty nice to be able to do when things are gloomy and cloudy.
Well, the sun is always behind the cloud. You can do it. Go ahead. Smile.
But what's there to smile about? I mean...
Come on now, dear. Smile.
Oh, but Jane...
That's it. Now smile more.
Oh, Jane,
now, that's it. That's a nice big smile, just like the sun. Oh, there's some tobacco on your tooth.
Tobacco?
Yeah, right there. That's it. Now you've got it. From your cigar, I guess.
Yes, that's the cloud behind which the sun shines, I guess.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's good.
Oh, you like that.
Oh, dear, you're so repulsive. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we're nearly home.
Yes, if you can call it home.
Oh, now you see, there goes the cloud again. Why do you keep doing that? Suppose we are broke. Suppose we haven't got a big home and things. What difference does it make?
You really feel that way, don't you?
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't like to have everything, but if we can't, we can't. Someday when we do get it, we'll appreciate it more. You know what I mean. Why worry? You're only young once in a while. I'm just as much excited about going home to our apartment as I would be if we were going home to a home. Of course, I still think we should have stayed a little longer on the ranch and tried to sell it.
Oh, no, Jane. I think it's wise that we came home at this time.
Oh, I see you've got everything packed.
Yes, I packed after I got off at that last stop to send the telegram.
What was that telegram?
I told you it was to Neil. I told him to drive his car down to the station and meet us.
But why did it take you so long to write it? What were you writing?
Nothing. That was all.
Now, it couldn't have taken you all that time for 10 words. What was it?
It might have been more than 10
well,
words.
What was it now? What did you say?
Nothing.
Why did you let me see it before you...
I dropped over here on my way to the station, Marge. I just got this telegram from Ace.
Oh, what is it? What does he say?
In the first place, you can't go to the station with me.
Oh, I'd like to know why not. Try to stop me.
But you can't. Now, listen to this.
I am going to the station. I don't care
what...
Wait a minute.
Wait till you hear this. Dear Neil, arriving 5:00. Meet us alone. Have Marge at home and Laura getting dinner. Also, Betty home. At station, we'll ask you to drive Jane to our bungalow on some pretext while I'm supposed to go to apartment. Stall her and give me time to get there ahead of her. Get to the bungalow. Want to make this a big surprise. We'll explain to Marge and Betty when I get there. Regards, Ace.
Well, What is all that about?
It's a surprise for Jane.
Yes, I know, but here, let me see that.
I can explain it to you.
I'm having Marge at home and Laura getting dinner.
Is Laura getting dinner?
Yes, but I still don't see what...
Where's Betty?
Well, she hasn't come from work yet. She'll be in pretty soon.
Fine. Now, if I dope this out, he wants me to drive Jane out here.
Oh, but what for? She'll catch on, won't she?
No, he's got some excuse thought up. Jane isn't very hard to think up excuses to.
And you're driving her out here, huh?
That's right. Only taking my time, I guess. He'll grab a cab and get there ahead of her. Then, when she gets here, you'll all be here for the surprise.
Oh, I wanted to go down and meet her. I'm anxious to see her.
Now, what's a few minutes difference? Be reasonable. He wants it this way. He must know what he's doing.
I don't see how he's been able to keep the good news from her all this time, packing up and leaving there before he sold the ranch and all that.
Well, if he still doesn't know, according to this telegram.
Store and give me time to get to bungalow ahead of her.
Yeah, he wants to be here when she gets here.
Well, I wish you'd stall her long enough to give him time to explain to us what this surprise is all about.
I will. Don't worry. I suppose when he gets here, he'll give you and Betty your instructions. He's got something up his sleeve. I hope Betty gets home in time.
Oh, she'll be here any minute.
Well, I better be going. I'll just have time to make the station. Hope the train's on time.
Well, I still don't see how he's going to get Jane to drive out here with you.
I don't either, but he says he's got some pretext. I don't suppose it'll be too difficult to talk Jane into something.
Why do you keep pestering me, Jane? I tell you, all I told him was to meet us.
With Marge?
Well, if Marge can come, I guess she'll be there.
If she can come? If she can come?
Yes, if she can.
My best friend that I haven't seen in a month, and you say if she can come?
Well, I mean, after all, Jane...
Well, that's a fine how do you do. That's friendship for you.
What's friendship?
Away a whole month, and she can't come to the station to meet me. Well, there's a fine thing. That's a fine way to act. My best friend... She can't find time to come to meet me at the station.
I didn't say that she could.
Out of sight and out of mind. That's the old saying. I'm out of her sight and she's out of her mind. I mean, she's out... Oh, wait a minute. How is it now?
I don't know. You started it. Now, get out of it the best you can.
Well, anyhow, it's a
fine... Now, will you please wait a minute, Jane? I didn't say she wouldn't be there. And even if she isn't, she'd be waiting at home for you, won't she?
Yes, but she ought to be at the station if she's as anxious to see me as I am to see her.
Now, what's a few minutes difference? Be reasonable.
Well...
You'll see her when you get home. I only wired Neil to be there. After all, his car is small enough as it is with all this baggage.
Oh, yes, that's right. Maybe she can't come on account of the baggage.
Of course, that's it. I might not be able to get into Neil's car myself, much less bringing anybody else along.
Yes, I guess
you're
right.
Oh, that's an idea. Maybe you better get into Neil's car, and I'll grab a cab with this baggage, because there's something I want you to do for me. I guess it'll be all right with Neil.
What is it, dear?
Well, I want Neil to drive you out to our bungalow where we used to live.
Out to our
bungalow? Yes, I want to get some keys I left there. There's a woman living there now. You know, when we moved out, somebody else moved in, and, well, I had some keys I left in the basement. You know where that window ledge is in the basement, remember?
Yes, I remember the window ledge.
Oh, now, Jane, what are you breaking down about
it? Well, I can't help it, dear. When you mentioned the window ledge in the basement, it brought back old memories.
Oh, now, is that a way to act? I thought you were giving me a pep talk a little while ago about smiling and all that.
I know, dear, but I just can't help
now,
it.
Now, you gave me your word that you wouldn't feel like that.
Oh, you know my word's no good.
Oh, I see. Then all this talk about a wife taking the bitter with the better is just so much talk, huh?
No, it isn't. I mean it, dear. It's just that, well, you mentioned it so suddenly, that window ledge in the basement. Well, you know that basement and all the time I used to stand in it. I used to iron down there. I still got this scar from burning myself. Look, it's just happy memories like that that come up once in a while. All right now, dear, what were you saying?
Well, I mean, if it's going to upset you...
I'll be all right, dear. Go ahead. What about the window ledge?
Well, I left some keys on it. I've been wondering what became of them. I'm going to need them when I get back.
Keys to what?
Oh, different things. Well, a cabinet, for one thing. A cabinet I keep my old papers in. You know, the one I got stuck away in a closet at the apartment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Neil will drive you out there on the way home. It's not much out of the way, and you ask the woman to give them to you.
Well, why can't you come with us?
Well, it'll be too crowded with all the baggage and everything. I can get a cab, and I'll be at our apartment when you get back.
Well, just ask her for the keys.
That's all.
Well, all right.
Fine, and Neil can wait for you and bring you right back to the apartment. We'll be just in time for dinner.
Oh, I'm getting so excited. Are we nearly there?
Well, a few minutes yet, I think.
Yeah, at home again. That'll be a relief after those meals we had on the ranch.
Oh, I didn't think they were so bad.
Oh, but that Russian cook, Serge. He never did cook anything like I told him.
In the first place, his name is not Serge. I told you over and over to stop calling him Serge.
S-E-R-G-E. It's Serge.
It's pronounced Sergey.
Well, anyhow, he never did like me very much.
Well, you kept calling him Serge for one thing.
Well, just the same, I'm very happy to be back now for a change.
Well, I'll say the outdoor life certainly agreed with you, the wind and the sun.
Yes, I did get a good tan, didn't I?
And look at me, I just burned up, got red and spotted.
Oh, you're as black as the Ace of Hearts.
Yes, as the Ace of Hearts, that's just
you
about
right. You look fine, dear. Well, we ought to be there almost. Are you sure you packed everything? Did you look behind this door? Oh, no, you didn't.
Look. What?
You forgot to pack this suit of yours, your blue Sergey suit.
Sergey?
Yes, now you pack it, and I have to go and buy a book from that fellow selling books up there.
A book? Now? Well, this is no time for a book.
Well, I'm not going to read it. It'll just look like I've been reading on the train when I get off.
Oh, I see, yes.
The Aces are nearly home, and Neil is at the station to meet them when they pull in, so as to carry out Mr. Ace's surprise for Jane. Just how the surprise works out, we learn when next we meet Easy Aces.